Mackenzie.
And I'm Zach.
And welcome back to Book Dummies, Episode 2.
Today we'll be reviewing Chapters 3 and 4.
So, to start out with Chapter 3, Gatsby's Party. Well, I don't know, how would you describe Gatsby's party, Zach?
Well, Mackenzie, Gatsby's his party, I described it as chaotic. It was more like a drunk ADHD toddler.
Oh my god. And he only invited Nick that we know of.
I mean, the book did stay.
I believe that on the first night I went to Gatsby's house, I was one of the few guests who had actually been invited. People were not invited. They went though. Well, that's nice. You know, you just walk into strangers' home and be like, hey, what's up? I'm gonna party.
I mean, he didn't know Gatsby. He just didn't personally know him.
Well, he was invited.
Yeah, which is strange. Because it says that he was one of the few people. So there was more people invited. It's just, it was like, probably one out of three.
And we didn't even meet Gatsby until, like, midway through
this chapter.
But we did see Jordan Bakewell again.
Oh, God.
And Nick hung out with her, and they walked around and chatted a few times.
Chatted.
Met a drunk dude in the library.
Books. They're real books.
Wow.
Because apparently books are cardboard now.
Well, I thought they were made out of paper, but hey.
Same thing.
And then we finally meet Gatsby. The way they introduced him was kind of strange.
In the first two chapters, he's introduced as a very mysterious character. Like, we have no idea what he looks like, what his intents are, anything. Then chapter 3, we're introduced to him as a stranger. Like, we have no idea who he is. Then he finally tells us, like, hey, I'm Gatsby. And it's just like, slap in the face, like, okay.
I think my phone, like, something on my phone just made a noise, and I'm like, why is it doing that? But I don't know. Anyways, back to Gatsby. Yeah, we're just gonna blow that off.
You have a sore attention span, Mackenzie.
Well, I thought my phone was like, I don't know. What? Anyways, back to Gatsby again. His appearance, well,
he's an elegant neckbeard.
Redneck. Called? Hillbilly.
Yeah, a redneck.
An elegant hillbilly.
The book states that he also does appear to be in his, like, early 30s. So he's like a young, middle-aged, elegant redneck.
Elegant hillbilly.
Why do you like hillbilly?
It's the same dang thing.
Yeah, but redneck sounds better.
Not really. I mean, it just sounds like they painted their neck red and were like, and walked around. What? It's true.
How the town's redneck.
Anyways, he calls Nick Old Spot.
That's just the way to greet somebody, Mackenzie. It's like,
really?
Someone say,
hey, old
sweet
spot. That just sounds weird.
It's
like,
old.
I've never heard that.
This is in the 20s.
I know, but I've never heard an old person say that. It's new to me. Don't judge. Stop. It's new to me.
You're so beautiful, Mackenzie.
Let it be a wonderment or an amazement.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Will you please stop hitting the table? It's you.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I keep, like, fidgeting.
Well, stop it. I'll give you a fidget cube or something.
No, I'm good. Okay, what else do we need to talk about?
Ooh, let's talk about, Didn't Gatsby invite Nick to come over the next day to drive a plane, or was it boating?
Biden, his hydroplane.
His hydroplane.
Yeah. Because that's how rich he is. He got a whole plane that rides on the water.
I think he has some boats, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he does. He's rich. He gets everything.
And let's talk about the drunk dude after the party. He had the car crash.
What about Jordan?
We turn a minute. I want to talk about the drunk dude.
Oh my.
He was funny! He didn't even know he was in a car crash.
He was drunk. He probably died.
He was like, but just help me push it out. And the wheel wasn't even attached.
I love how whenever reading the book, Miss Cole even slurred his words. And like in the book, it also had his words somewhat slurred. That was a good detail. I like that. So like whenever he was climbing out of the car, like completely plastered, he was talking like this, you know, I understand the thing he was saying.
Oh, wow. And then people kept trying to say, the wheel's not attached, the wheel's not attached.
He had no idea what was going on.
He was out of it.
He just knew that he was in a car.
I like that they added that part at the end. It added some humor.
And then, let's go back to Jordan, because okay. You wanted to skip over her.
I'm sorry.
Gotta talk about drunk dude.
So anyways, Gatsby pulled Jordan away because he wanted to talk to her in secret or in private. And they talked in private for like, I don't know, an hour. And when she came out, she was like all fascinated.
Fascinated.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Fascinated.
And all flustered and all that. He's a wonderful man. Amazing. Well, we still don't know what he talks about in chapter 3. We find out in chapter 4. Apparently. Yeah, apparently. Anyways, that's all she tells Nick. So, and I'll shut up now.
So, when she was talking to him afterwards, doesn't it? Yeah, she goes into a flashback moment.
Yeah.
To remember about
when Gatsby. She saw Daisy in a call with a man named Jay Gatsby. We finally learned his first name.
Well, we knew it before. It was just glossed over. But this is the first time we actually have some character development for him. Because before, he was just a rich, young redneck, or hillbilly.
Funny. Anyways, in this flashback, we learn that Jay Gatsby and Daisy Buchanan knew one another. Like,
they used to date.
Yeah, they were dating and all that.
Before, we had no indication of this. There was nothing to hint or foreshadow towards this.
This was just thrown at us, like, random.
It was just like a smack in the face. Like,
here's a fun fact about Gatsby. Ta-da! And then it talked about Daisy's wedding to Tom. And how she didn't want to marry him, and then the next day she was like, stone cold and fine.
I also talk about how Gatsby's a creep. Not really a creep, but he's just like, kind of stalkerish.
Yeah.
I hate this chair so much.
Well, you're the one that said in it.
Because it's comfortable.
Well, then don't hate it. Don't diss my chair.
It creaks. Wait, well, can you go down? Where's the little thing? Oh. Okay.
Anyways, you want to move on to chapter 4?
No, we still got to talk about Jordan.
We already talked about her.
And we can talk about her behavior, how she's a narcissistic liar.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the paper.
She lies a lot. And you know what? Nick doesn't care.
Nick falls in love with her.
Yeah, he thinks he's falling in love with her. And you know, here's the thing. He has a girl back from wherever he's from that he signs a letter to saying, love Nick. And he can't love her that much because she has this one flaw that when she sweats, it's like a mustache sweat on the upper lip. And he just can't get over it.
This is like Miss Cole's fascination with long toes.
Oh my god. You're stepsister was talking about that this morning when she came in. Was this? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was talking about
that. I told Miss Gull about it, and then she was like mad at me about it. And then Miss Pope like walked by, so she's like, "Don't talk about my toes again." And Miss Pope was just like looking at me. She was just like, "What?" I feel bad for Miss Pope.
She called me Emily. I ran into her in the bathroom, and she called me Emily.
Who?
Miss Pope. And I'm like, she's like, "How you doing, Emily?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." And I'm just like, "Oh God." Yeah.
So, back to the, you know, actual thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
In the book, Jordan, she does a ton of small things that she doesn't need to lie about, but she does. Like, when she leaves a car hood, like a convertible hood, open, and it starts raining, then she's just like, "I didn't do it."
And then, in her golf tournament, it said that she's moved her ball.
Yeah.
And that's, like, illegal for the game, and she lied about it.
Yeah.
And here's Nick at the end of the chapter, and he's like, "And I'm one of the most honorable men I know," or something like that.
He thinks he's the most honest person ever.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, no, no, just, I don't think so.
He's one of them characters that he can't see all of his flaws. He just sees what he thinks he sees.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, like, go into depth about his personal, like...
We don't really know much about him until he's, like, throwing it at us.
Yeah. Most of it's just him describing other characters.
I mean, one chapter four, and all we know about Nick Kelway is... Where's he from?
He's from the Midwest.
Well, he's from the Midwest. He was in the military. Had a girlfriend, if he still has her.
I don't think it's mentioned.
He's up Jordan's butt.
My nose.
Well, leave it alone. It's fine.
I know, but it itches.
You'll make it fall off.
My nose is not going to fall off.
I mean, you got to wiggle it left, right, up, down. Oops, it fell off.
It's not going to fall off.
It's
going to
fall off.
No, it's not.
Look, it's rotting. It's going to fall off.
Oh, okay. It's just magically rotted.
Yeah.
You...
Continuing on with chapter 4, Gatsby and Nick's day out, as I like to call it, starts out with Gatsby driving up Nick's driveway, or whatever you want to call it, in his car. Now, there's like a whole paragraph dedicated to his car, okay? Like a whole paragraph.
His car is, it's like really spacious. There's a... It's like a house, but like...
How they described it sounded kind of ugly. Just saying.
I don't think it looked ugly.
I don't think it looked good either.
I don't know how I feel about the cream color, but...
It was though. Anyways, they get in the car. And they drive...
Drive.
To the city.
Drive.
To have lunch. But on the way there, they like...
They get almost pulled over by a cop. Then, out of nowhere, Gatsby just pulls out this card.
And he's like...
He's just like...
"Excuse me, out of the mail, I'm Gatsby, woo!"
And then the cops is like... Okay.
It's whatever. Go on, dude. Break the law. It's fine. Yeah, it's all Gucci.
Yeah. Which, I thought that was weird. A lot of this book's weird.
Yeah. And then, before or after that, Gatsby was telling his story to Nick. And I say that with quotations.
Oh, yes, he was addressing some of the rumors.
Because I felt like what he was telling Nick was, like, a lot of bull.
I don't think it was a lie. It was just, I think he...
It felt like a lie to me.
Like, in the book, it states that it sounded rehearsed. Like,
yeah,
he's
like
already said it multiple times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a lie, but...
I mean, he said he was an Oxford man. He went to Oxford.
Oxford.
Yeah, he went to Oxford. And then He was like this prince in Europe, traveling around with all these riches.
Oh, yeah, with the rubies and stuff.
Yeah, and then he finally came here and settled somewhat down. I mean, throwing a party every night and settled, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's going. And then we finally get to the place they're eating at, and there's this Jewish guy, though.
God, what's his name?
Oh, it was like Wolfstein. Mm. Mr. Wolfsteam.
Wolfsteam?
Yeah. He had like this big, huge nose, didn't he?
That was a stereotype because he was Jewish.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry. But anyways, like, he had bones for like buttons.
His cuff buttons.
Yeah, he had bones
for
it.
They were human teeth.
Zach finds it amazing.
Okay,
and awesome.
I don't find it amazing. It would be a cool idea to, like, not just human teeth, but, like, maybe an animal or something. That'd
and I get cool. A pretty sure feeling that this dude is a gangster. Okay?
Yeah, because where he was, like, the lunch place or whatever they were eating at, or the one across from it,
yeah,
he was saying that a lot of his friends just got shot there.
And, like, it wasn't a big deal. It was normal. Hey, my friend got shot.
Like, I mean, I hope none of my friends get shot like that. Just, like, drive by.
Like, oops, she dead.
I keep eating.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
I can hear it. Ew. Why did you not just chew that?
Because I wanted to talk.
Oh. All
right.
I was making a bobbing noise.
Oh, my. Okay. Continuing on.
You said that a lot, too.
Shut up. Wait.
Wait broke the wagon down. That's what my dad tells me.
So, in this chapter, we're get more, what's the word?
We get more information on Gatsby, and we get a better inside view of what he's like, of what he tries to make the world see him as.
Also in this chapter, we get more of a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Bromance?
No.
I don't know, I'm not a mind
explanation,
reader.
I guess? I don't know. But we kind of get more of, like, an understanding.
Of Gatsby?
Of Gatsby and his relationship with Daisy.
Yeah, he really, really wants to see Daisy.
Yeah, like, it says that he bought his mansion and just throws parties.
In hopes that she's just gonna show up.
Yeah, which is, it's strange. Like,
kind of stalkerish.
I mean, I don't think it's super stalkerish. Like,
I mean, everyone in the classroom kind of thought it was, like, romantic, but I just, like, it was, like, pitiful and, like, pathetic.
I don't think it's I don't think it's romantic.
It's pathetic.
But, like,
5 years, move on.
He's kind of have a weird, he's very antisocial. Gotta keep burping.
Well, stop drinking soda. Dang.
But he's very antisocial. Ew, this plastic. That popped on me. Feel it, it's gooey.
I don't want to feel it. Ew.
It's like squishy.
Slimy.
But it feels. I lost my train of thought.
You've been doing that. Anyways, so after they finish eating lunch with Mr. Wolfstein, Helm. Okay, he's Jewish.
Wolfsheim.
I cannot pronounce the name.
Wolfsheim.
Anywho, when that dude leaves, Nick, that's his name, he sees Tom Buchanan eating lunch. And he goes over to say hey, and he drags Mr. Gatsby along. And
after
1 minute, Gatsby's there. The next, Gatsby ran to the hills.
Yeah. Which, I don't think he's scared of Tom.
I think
it's
like
more the idea
nervous.
That
I mean, Tom's a big man.
Can I talk?
No.
I think it's more the idea that Tom is married to the girl he used to be. with...
Chicken.
I don't know how I feel about Gatsby.
I don't know how I feel about that bottle pop that you just bit off. I feel bad for it. Like, you just ripped his bottom off. I thought those were supposed to be gummy bells.
No, they're cube
bottle pops. I feel bad for the bottle pop. No, you just, like, bit it off.
So I can cover it.
You ended his life. Anywho.
I hope you can't hear me chewing.
Yeah, okay. So, once Gatsby ran, Nick finally meets up with Jordan, who kind of drops the bomb about Gatsby and Daisy from all them years ago, and kind of brings up the subject that Gatsby wants Nick to invite Daisy over, and then Gatsby just happens to accidentally come up and visit and sees Daisy.
So they can accidentally, air quotes, meet again. Because he's too scared to do anything.
Yeah, he's a big fat chicken.
He just has social anxiety.
A chicken.
I can kind of relate with him. I'm over here with social anxiety to the extreme.
Yeah, well, you'll get over it.
No one asked Mackenzie.
Well, you know, I'm just telling. Anyways.
I picked the worst part.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Zach. Actually, love you, too.
That's a law. I don't think any of the other people in there would let me come over there to their house to work on this project.
Probably not. Well, after that, Nick and Jordan finally kiss. And it says, quote, yes, ew. Let's see. I had no girl who disassembled body face floated along the dark corners and blinding signs, and so I drew up the girl beside me, tightening my arms. Her wan, scornful mouth smiled, and so I drew her up again, closer, this time to my face. I can't see why she'd want to kiss that, but whatever. It's fine. They deserve one another, really.
I don't like this relationship.
I mean, it kind of just, I feel like it's false or something. Like, one minute they're just like, oh my god, who are you? And then the next, ooh, let's be friends and let's be more than friends. Like, it happened very fast.
Yeah, because at the beginning of the chapter, he didn't know, or in chapter one, he didn't know who she was. And by the time...
Thank you. Thank you. Don't move.
Then...
Clean up on aisle one.
Then, by the time chapter four comes around, they're like kissing and stuff.
And holding hands.
I don't know how I feel about the relationship.
Ew. I don't know how this is going to, that just, yeah. Did it work? Oh, shoot.
Somewhat.